This is David Welna at the Capitol. Before appearing with the president at the White House, Iraq's interim prime minister spoke this morning to a joint meeting of Congress. Iyad Alawi urged the lawmakers who've authorized both the use of force and the spending of tens of billions of dollars in Iraq to continue to stay the course. But in a sign of how the war in Iraq has bitterly divided Congress, more than half the Democrats chose to skip Alawi's half-hour address in the House chamber. To those who did attend, Alawi offered assurances that despite setbacks and a tough struggle, and what he called the disturbing images shown here on television, he could tell them that, quote, "We are succeeding in Iraq.
We are fighting for freedom and democracy, ours and yours. Every day we strengthen the institutions that will protect our new democracy, and every day we grow in strength and determination to defeat the terrorists and their barbarism." The second message is quite simple, and one that I would like to deliver directly from my people to yours. Thank you, America.
What's more, Alawi insisted that elections will indeed be held in Iraq at the end of January.
The Iraqi elections may not be perfect. They may not be the best elections that Iraq will ever hold. They will no doubt be an excuse for violence from those that despise liberty. But they will take place, and they will be free and fair.
Richard Lugar, who's the Republican chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said after the speech that Alawi seemed well aware that voting may bring on even more attacks by the insurgency.
So I think this is sort of a fair warning that if you are looking for perfection here, that's not going to happen. This could be rough and ready. On the other hand, he says it's going to happen.
But other lawmakers question whether those elections could really be considered free and fair if they're marred by violence. Minnesota House Democrat Betty McCollum has traveled to Iraq twice since the U.S. invasion.
We're talking about elections in just several months. We postponed elections three times in Afghanistan in order to make sure that we had free and fair elections. And the first election in Iraq has to be a free and fair one. And I just don't see how that happens with the security situation.
Rather than postpone the elections, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today told a Senate hearing that places where the violence is too great could be excluded from the elections. But Delaware's Joseph Biden, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, rejected the notion of holding a partial election in January.
That's a little like saying we could hold an election for president of the United States and not have New York, Ohio, and California vote. How many Americans would view the election as legitimate?
Biden said Alawi had to realize that military action is needed to establish control over areas in Iraq controlled by insurgents. He said he warned Alawi at a lunch here today that Americans' support for Iraq will diminish if they sense that political concerns are getting in the way of moving against rebel leaders. He said that view was seconded by Arizona's John McCain. McCain was one of several Republicans who today questioned how realistic Alawi's portrayal was of the violence in Iraq.
Look, it's hard for me to dispute the prime minister of a country, but I believe we have, from our military briefings, we have a very great challenge. But I think it's entirely appropriate for him to be optimistic about the future. But he's got a tough job.
Still, no members who heard Alawi today suggested there would be anything less than full support from the U.S. to help get Iraq to elections in 4 months' time. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.